Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think Al Pacino was nominated for an Oscar 9 times, Jack Nicholson 12 times. Representative Kevin McCarthy is about to be nominated 13 times, not for an Oscar, but for Speaker of the House. And that's a lot of nominations. But he has made progress. We have some breaking news. McCarthy has been missing 21 votes in the last 11 votes for Speaker, as there have been Republicans who feel they need somebody new in leadership. Jim Jordan was a popular choice, but Jim Jordan didn't want to do it. So they seem to be bringing up Trump, bringing up other individuals. And apparently, during this last vote, the 12th one, McCarthy still didn't gain enough votes, but he got more than he has the previous 11 times. And it looks like some of the Republican congressional representatives who were bucking it 11 times might now have caved on the 12th. So we still don't have a Speaker of the House. This could go on until tomorrow, but there has been some movement. So we're told that they're going to go next for a 13th. Right? I think we're going on number 13. But McCarthy needs 217 votes based on today's quorum. It was 218, but I think if somebody's out, then it has to be the majority of people there. Hakeem Jeffries could win a majority if people leave the House and walk out. And then Republicans could get in trouble and never get reelected again. And so this is something that they're going to, if the Republicans want to maintain control of the House, they're going to have to get control of this vote. Apparently, McCarthy's supporters walked out in protest of Matt Gaetz following crucial negotiations over concessions they wanted. And I guess Matt Gaetz has been nominating President Trump. And so, I get it's symbolic, and I get maybe they want to get somebody else, like Jim Jordan or Scalise, or I don't know. But it's not a good look for the Republicans that vowed that they would start getting this country back in shape when they can't even agree on a speaker. So the GOP leader right now, Kevin McCarthy, has won more votes than he has seen in the last 4 days at 213. So he just needs 4 more. So he says, we're going to make progress. We are going to shock you. McCarthy managed to pick up 14 of the 21 who have repeatedly objected to his bid. He scored 213 votes, but would need 216 to win of the lawmakers that are attending today. So as people are leaving, it lowers the majority needed. And the Republicans only have a very slim majority as it is. So the rest of the dissenters were Representative Kevin Hern of Oklahoma, Chair Conservative Study Committee, Representative Jim Jordan. They have backed McCarthy. And rebels had flipped. Some of the rebels had flipped after McCarthy made more concessions in a package that includes votes on lawmaker term limits, border security, and the motion to vacate the speaker and more roles on House committee. Which is a little, you know, to me it's a little bit counterintuitive or ironic, because I thought, you know, these other individuals that want to get somebody new, you know, want somebody that doesn't play politics, that actually does things for the, you know, but it looks like it's all about bribes and favors, and it just isn't a good look. This is not a good look. Representative Matt Gaetz took to the microphone to nominate Jim Jordan again. He tore into McCarthy, which, again, not a good look when the Republicans need to get something done. Gates called McCarthy the LeBron James of special interest fundraising. He said McCarthy's bid for speaker was an exercise in vanity driven by personal ambition. That ambition is paralyzing the House now. He said you only earn the position of Speaker of the House if you can get the votes. Mr. McCarthy does not have the votes. He will not have the votes tomorrow. He will not have the votes next week, next month, next year. So now it's starting to cause some infighting. And, I get that McCarthy might not be popular. And trust me, I have worked in situations where there have been people in charge that should have never been in charge. And I also get that sometimes it does take a minority to make amazing happen and to make change happen. But the longer this goes, you have to look at the benefits and the risks. And not having a Speaker of the House and taxpayers paying their salaries for the last 4 days of this BS, it's, and without movement. Well, and again, I would have a much different opinion if it was these 21 Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan wants to run, and now we have a little bit of a election going on. But Jim Jordan didn't want to even be nominated. President Trump doesn't want to be nominated. So what is their, who is their choice? And some of the more popular individuals want McCarthy. So even some of the people like Jim Jordan, who they've nominated, wants McCarthy. So that doesn't even want to run. And so that then it starts to be like, okay, guys, what are you doing? And as I've said from the beginning, anybody who represents us in Congress has to do what the district needs. Not what the R's need, not what the D's need, not what the presidents need, but what is it that your district wants? If you are in a border district, I don't care if you are R or D, if your district needs help with the border crisis, then that's how you vote. If you live in a district that has, automotive, and your constituents work for the automotive industry, then your votes will help them because you're there to represent them. That's what you're elected to do. That's what democracy is. So I don't know if some of these Republicans went back to their district and the district was like, come on, this is unpopular. We didn't vote for you in to do this. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I got invited over to dinner this Sunday night, and our friend said they are doing Dry January. And I go, damn, that's good. I've had a lot of patients call in saying they're doing Dry January. How do you do it? How do you do it safely? And I'm glad they're calling, and I'm glad they're asking, and I'm glad they're trying to improve their health, because alcohol use disorder can really affect a lot of our body organs, a lot of our health, a lot of our mental health, but there's some choreography. There's an art to it. So joining us next to talk to us about that is Dr. George Kube, director of the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, who's a world-renowned expert on this, and he's going to talk to us about Dry January and how to do it safely. Dr. Kube, thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, well, gosh, thank you for all you do. Man, it is, talk to us about Dry January.
So Dry January obviously is not drinking during the month of January, and it's a way of evaluating your relationship with alcohol. And I'll cut to the chase. If you find that you feel better when you're not drinking, and you should listen to your body.
So true. And, you know, you brought up a good point. It's reevaluating your relationship with alcohol. The average person doesn't realize, we speak about this on our show, the average person doesn't realize they're already drinking moderately. And until you notice your consumption and take note, you might not even realize that you are going over the recommendations. Can you review the daily recommendations, or not recommendations, but the criteria for moderate to severe alcohol use?
Yeah, it's 2 drinks a day for males, 1 drink a day for females is what the USDA recommends for moderate drinking. But, you know, it's worth mentioning that there's really no safe amount of alcohol for individuals. If you're pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant, you shouldn't drink at all. Some people may have a history of alcohol use disorder, severe alcohol use disorder in their family, and they may be hesitant to drink. You know, there are individual differences, and maybe you get a flush reaction when you drink to alcohol. And so there are a whole bunch of reasons why, you know, you should think about your drinking and see where you're at in that spectrum.
Exactly. So some people made a New Year's resolution saying no alcohol this month. And I commend them for that, but there is a danger for some people who drink consistently to stop cold turkey. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, so you have to be really careful if you're a moderate to heavy drinker, because you could go through alcohol withdrawal. And alcohol withdrawal is actually untreated, as you know, life-threatening, and people actually die of alcohol withdrawal in the United States. I think it's something like 800 people a year, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And often it requires some important medical help to get through the withdrawal stage. So if you're a heavy drinker, dry January needs to be monitored by a health professional.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We don't want you to seize. There's a variety of things. So alcohol use is pretty common. It's probably one of the most probably most frequent public health issues. Do you have a rough number of how many people could be struggling with alcohol use disorder?
Yeah, it's about 14 million in the United States, around 6% of the population. 12 years and older probably would meet the criterion for an alcohol use disorder. But 14 million is not a trivial number.
Mm. So true. And people die of it. What about the deaths? Any statistics you have on deaths related to it?
Yeah, it's pushing over $100,000. 100,000 individuals a year dying from alcohol use disorder or, you know, related. You know, that includes everything from, you know, car accidents, to falling off ladders, to operating heavy machinery, to liver disease, you know. But, alcohol accounts for half of liver disease deaths in the United States now. That's another sobering fact.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Dr. George Koob, director of the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. There's a lot of people listening that say, look, I'm not drinking, but I see my partner drink, or I got a brother that drinks. And there's a hesitancy or a fear to bring up the topic. And they think that the person they bring up the topic with is going to get annoyed, they're going to get angry. What are some suggestions you have on how to approach the subject with a loved one?
Well, that is, as you know very well, a real challenge. And you want to try and be as non-confrontational as possible. So one thing I recommend is maybe take them aside and have a little chat, maybe one-to-one and not in a group setting. Mention Rethinking Drinking, which is a website that we have, which outlines many of the things that we're talking about. But, you know, maybe just kind of hint that maybe, you know, some of the ills that they're experiencing, even some of the behavioral problems that they're having with other people, maybe related to their drinking, just give a kind of hint. But the other thing, if it's really getting into the moderate to severe category, would be to have them have a physical with their primary care doc or a semi-annual physical. If you can alert the primary care doc, most primary care docs will ask how much you're consuming. And we know now that, you know, alcohol affects every organ in the body and in not a good way if you're drinking excessively. And so, you know, it's a window on some of the illnesses that people have that they don't know can be attributed to alcohol. Think sleep disturbances is a good example. People may not realize it, but the reason they're not sleeping so hot may be because they're drinking. And yeah, alcohol will help you fall asleep more quickly, but that's very transient. And then you wake up, you know, 3 or 4 hours later and you have to go to the bathroom, number one, and your brain is hot wired. And then the next day, you know, so you can't get back to sleep. Then the next day you have even more of a sleep disturbance. So you get into this closed loop of alcohol is causing the problem that you're trying to self-medicate.
It's true. And I'm glad you brought that up because there's often people say they don't drink to have fun or get drunk. They drink to treat something. And many people are inadvertently treating insomnia or their pain with alcohol or their social anxiety. We have a lot of individuals that have been home during COVID. Now they're going out, but I can't deal with people. And they use alcohol to overcome things. And that's not the right go-to, because then they get into that habit of, well, I can't go out to dinner, or I can't go to work, or I can't be without that crutch. And that also can be identified by one's physician or medical provider.
Absolutely. That's what we call relief drinking. And in actual fact, the pandemic, as you point out quite aptly, has shown a big spotlight on that form of drinking. And it's actually one of the more prevalent slippery slope to a moderate to severe alcohol use disorder.
Yep. So some people are celebrating Dry January by drinking dry wine or dry gin. That's not how it works. Can you give some tips on how to get through Dry January?
No, dry gin and dry. That's a new one to me. Anyway, I think, you know, so what I would do if it were me is, you know, I would try and stick to the regimen, try to substitute something else for when you were drinking. That's always a good thing to do. So maybe take a walk, take the dog out for an extra walk. Mm-hmm. Take that time that you may be drinking and set up something that you wanted to get done or do, some hobby that you've been neglecting.
Mm-hmm.
Fill that space with some other enjoyable, rewarding activity. So that's one thing you can do. But the other thing is, don't worry about it. If you have a slip in your dry January, it's not the end of the world. You can start over again. You can move into February.
Exactly.
It really doesn't matter.
But exactly.
You just want to see how you feel when you're not drinking, you know?
Wonderful. How can my listeners find out more information?
So Rethinking Drinking is a website that we have. You can just type that into a search engine. And then if you really have a loved one or even yourself having a problem with alcohol, the NIAAA Treatment Navigator, you can type that in. Or you can just type in our acronym, NIAAA, and the search engine will pick up all of these websites. They're all embedded there.
Dr. Koop, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back. And have a great dry January.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Cheers. Thank you so much. You take care. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Close but not close enough. On the 12th ballot for Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy received 214 votes, four short of the 218 needed to win the job. Instead of 20, just seven Republicans did not vote for him. The Buffalo Bills say safety DeMar Hamlin's now awake, breathing on his own, talking, and even FaceTime into a team meeting this morning. Doctors in Cincinnati removed his breathing tube overnight, a major step in his recovery from Monday's injury that nearly killed him on the field during the Bills-Bengals game. The U.S. economy added nearly a 250,000 jobs last month, a bit higher than expected. The Labor Department also says wages grew slower than expected. Wall Street's loving that news. It was up by as much as 600 points earlier in the session, or about 2%. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had called in and left a message saying you agree that movies these days stink, and the movies have really taken a bad turn since COVID. And I had said, they must have been listening to one of my earlier shows, where I had said I have noticed that just movies are not that good lately. I mean, I thought the Avatar was good. Was it earth-shatteringly good? No. I thought the Top Gun Maverick was good. I don't think it was the movie of the century, but it was good. We've had some good movies, but a lot of them are like, eh. I thought the Aretha Franklin movie with Jennifer Hudson was fantastic. I thought the Elvis movie was good. But, you know, we just aren't seeing... You know, like the Gal Gadot Wonder Woman sequel, where a lot of post-COVID movies just don't seem to have that same oomph as pre-COVID. And there could be a few reasons for it. I've told you guys my theories. Well, here's another theory that's come up, and I don't really know, you know, how much this bears weight. But there's apparently a lawsuit saying a Russian oligarch is backing some of Hollywood's biggest recent hits, so it might be a money issue. Dmitry Rybolovlev is accused of moving his assets out of a production company following the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And the former president of that company says his actions have impacted them financially. Now, I don't know much about this oligarch, but he has helped fund some of Hollywood's biggest movies, including Top Gun Maverick. They say the revelation came as part of a new lawsuit being filed by Bradley Fisher, the former president of New Republic Pictures, who was suing his former company over breach of contract. Fisher maintains in his lawsuit that while he negotiated a contract extension, New Republic pulled their original proposal and attempted to renegotiate a far less attractive offer. And the reason for the second offer was because the company's de facto CEO, fertilizer tycoon Dmitry Rybolovlev, 56 years old, was pulling back his funding because he needed to protect his assets in the fallout of the war of Ukraine. So this is interesting. They said in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, Paramount Pictures signed a $200 million deal with New Republic, with a production company agreeing to provide up to 25% of funding for 10 movies. One section of that lawsuit says the deal with Paramount came to be with financial backing from Russian oligarch and silent partner Dmitry Rybolovlev. He is a billionaire who is accused of acting through a series of agents, affiliates, and subsidiaries. Now, I don't really know much about him and the money and all that, but I do know, and again, some of you might find that fascinating. I'm more fascinated with the fact that Hollywood is having a tough time putting out a movie that's going to be a hit. And we are hearing that a lot of these movies are struggling. Now, James Cameron says Avatar has to make at least $2 billion just to break even. He put a lot of money into that movie, and he's been working on that movie since the first Avatar. So I thought it was well done. I did see it in the theater. If you are going to see it in the theater, do it 3D, because the 3D technology was fantastic. They did a great job with that. But it was a long movie. I could have watched it in three steps at home. It was a three-hour movie. Could have watched an hour here, hour there. Now, it didn't feel like 3 hours, which shows it was a good movie. But, we just don't have a lot of them. And I have to admit, I wasn't still blown out of my chair. One movie that did blow me out of my seat was the Amazon Prime. I streamed this. It was that movie about the Thailand soccer players that got stuck in the cave. Oh, I forget what it was called. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I need to find that out. It had a Viggo Mortensen in it, and it was a Thailand cave. If I could find the movie, it was 13 Lives, I think it was called. That was fantastic. That movie was gripping. I think it was about 2.5 hours long. I saw that movie 3 times. That's probably been one of the very few movies. And I know I like Viggo Mortensen a lot, but I got to tell you, though, it was just well done. And I saw it because I told my kids they should see it. And then I saw it with them, and they were like, damn, that was good. And they're very critical of movies. So, what's going on here? Why are we having such a problem? Well, I've mentioned this, in the 80s. And some of the best movies I think we've ever seen came from the 80s. That's because that's when I grew up. Die Hard, Terminator, Rambo. I love those movies. But Indiana Jones, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, even though the first Star Wars was in the 70s. But still, these movies you looked forward to. Friday night, you were going to go and see a movie. Or you were going to see it maybe Saturday daytime, when it was a little cheaper. Because with my family, we couldn't afford to always pay the higher rates. We had to kind of do the more discount. And you would be excited. And you would not get that sort of entertainment that easily. So you're going to be blown away by these movies. Now, some movies stunk. There were movies that stunk in the 80s. But some of these big blockbusters, dang. E.T. I was underwhelmed with, but again, that was something that people looked forward to. Now, we're just always hit with entertainment. So I was getting ready for bed. We have the dog. The dog has her cone on, getting everything ready. And my husband was watching a little TV before we went to bed. And he was watching these. Apparently, you could stream YouTube little videos, like these TikToks or these little videos. And they're these, 5 or 10 second clips. And we were laughing to a bunch of them. Some of them were really funny. But we have changed our attention span to 5-second video clips that make you laugh. Well, you know, I was talking to my sons about this because my son will find some really, really funny stuff. And he'll say, Mom, did you see this? And I'm like, I don't have time to sit for 30 minutes, but it's 5 seconds. So he shows them to me. And I'm like, some of this stuff is funnier than some of the comedies we've watched. And so now comedians have a tough time competing. You know, a funny movie has a tough time competing when you have all this content out there. I'm right now, I'm on some news story, and there's Tom Cruise, who is jumping out of a plane and videoing him jumping out of a plane. Now, I mean, I don't know how much more stunty you could get, but I don't think people realize, I mean, in the 80s, that would have been like, oh my gosh, Tom Cruise is skydiving for real? Now, a bunch of us Gen X or baby boomers or millennials might be kind of, wow, but a lot of the younger individuals, they see people skydiving all the time. It's not that big a deal. They think Tom Cruise is old. So we have a problem because if we are now reliant on 3-second entertainment bits, it's going to be really, really hard for us to be entertained at all. And already we've noticed Hollywood is just too much with the CGI. It's too much with, it's just, they aren't good movies. It's like, they're almost like how much special effects and CGI and colors and flashing lights can we throw at somebody? Some people are going to get a seizure from that stuff. Same thing with jokes. After a while, and in fact, you know, the Coming to America 2 movie, Coming to America 2 movie bombed. I didn't want it to bomb. I saw it. I enjoyed it. But it wasn't anything like Coming to America because Eddie Murphy had his wings clipped. In this day and age, you can't say a lot of that stuff. The Nutty Professor was on, and the Nutty Professor 2, the Clumps, was on the other day. And they had to edit so many of the words because those words aren't allowed anymore in, you know, on TV and in movies. Well, they might be in movies, but... And so here's Eddie Murphy years later trying to do his, you know, his thing. And it was, it, he looked like he was, censored. So, yeah, it's, movies are getting more boring. I agree with you. There's just not that much, you know, they're going to have to build on story. It's going to have to be a good story. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done, by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had asked if I heard that Bam Margera had died. He didn't die. Be careful reading the headlines. Bam Margera from Jackass is alive and well, from what we understand. Just the headlines are a little confusing. This always happens because of clickbait, and we got to be careful. Bam Margera, the Jackass star, apparently was pronounced dead after suffering multiple seizures, but he survived. If you guys remember, last month he was in the hospital for COVID. He had been put on a ventilator. He had suffered pneumonia. He had tested positive for COVID, and the family had sent a statement saying, guys, Bam has been recently hospitalized. Fortunately, he's now testing negative for COVID, receiving care for pneumonia. He's on the road to recovery. Thankfully, will be discharged soon. We ask and thank you for your positive prayers, the Margera family. So that, but we didn't hear about the seizure aspect until today. So the headlines are going to discuss how he had been pronounced dead. Now, I don't have any hospital reports, obviously, but what we do have is in an interview with Jackass co-star Steve-O, Margera revealed that he was in the hospital for 8 days after suffering 5 seizures. MSN reports that he said, "I basically was pronounced dead on Elvis's birthday, December 8th. He said, I did not know that I had gnarly COVID. My body was shutting down. He said, and I went into 4 seizures. Each one lasted 10 to 20 minutes. On the 4th one, I bit my tongue so hard it was nearly falling off. He said, I got so swollen and puffy it wouldn't fit in my mouth, and I was drinking the infected blood, which gave me pneumonia as well. So when the shaman took me to the hospital, I went into my 5th seizure and I couldn't breathe without a tube down my throat. Now, luckily, he overcame this." Again, amazing. Just like what we saw with Damar Hamlin. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It is amazing what we've been able to do. But he's 43 years old, and seizures can be brought on by multiple things, as we just talked about. Alcohol withdrawal could cause seizures. Brain trauma could cause seizures. But COVID can cause seizures. COVID can cause mini strokes or full-on strokes, which could cause seizures. Remember, a stroke is lack of blood flow and oxygen to part of the brain. So if you have a bleed, or more commonly a clot, and COVID can cause clots, it could cause part of the brain to not get blood and oxygen. That could then cause that part of the brain to undergo a seizure. An infection, COVID could cause an infection, encephalitis of the brain. Also, there could be other oxidative stress, electrolyte imbalances, and other issues. So, he's doing fine. He even updated his fans on Instagram saying thank you for all the love and support and prayers. But yeah, he suffered. And I got to tell you, these Jackass stars, they've suffered. I don't know if you guys have seen the Jackass movies. They're funny. I like them. I think they're great movies. Again, kudos to the creativity. It's dangerous. And as a physician, when I see what these guys put themselves through, it's like, oh my gosh. So the cast, unfortunately, of Jackass has struggled. Johnny Knoxville, back in 2007, suffered a urethral tear. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be because of the movie, but basically, just in general, they've had tough lives since or because of Jackass. So Johnny Knoxville suffered a urethral tear in 2007. Reportedly, he needed to catheterize daily for multiple years to avoid scar formation. Who would have known? Steve O, in 2017, was hospitalized after suffering major burns from rocket fuel that was poured all over his body during a TV stunt. He also has this progressive voice hoarseness that his otolaryngologist attributed to him using his throat muscles rather than vocal cords to speak. Some people have said, well, isn't it cancer? Is it polyps? They said that was ruled out. And they said it was because he's using his throat muscles to speak and has a different voice as a result of that. It's called dysphonia. Chris Robb has been celebrating sobriety, from what we understand, has battled addictions to cocaine, opioids, alcohol. He was even suicidal at one point. As we know, Bam Margera just got out of the hospital last month for seizures and COVID, pneumonia, but he has struggled with anxiety, bulimia, bipolar disorder, body dysmorphic disorder, and alcoholism. His uncle, 59-year-old Bam's uncle, Vincent DeVito, who we've seen in some of the movies, died in 2015 from liver and renal failure. The goddess Patty Perez, she was in some of the movies. She had died in 2021 at the age of 57 after battling type 1 diabetes and kidney failure. Aaron McGinney, he is known for the Lamborghini stunt where he lost his tooth, the tooth pull. He said, "I've had many, many surgeries from it, 25, including 9 knee surgeries and 3 broken backs from his time on Jackass." Ryan Dunn had died in 2011 from an alcohol-related crash. May he rest in peace. So the Jackass crew, and I'm sure there's more issues that these guys have suffered. They've struggled since the movies. And I'm glad Bam is better. Glad he's back on his feet. Definitely not easy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have reports of an active shooting at a Virginia elementary school. This is just coming in now. Rich Neck Elementary School in the town of Newport News apparently has been victim to a shooting. It is an elementary school. The incident right now is unfolding. Kids 5 to 9 go there. We're being told that at least one staff member has been shot. The extent of their injuries is unclear. We have no idea if anybody's been killed. We do know that police units are on scene. There is a reunification site being set up for parents to wait for their children once they're evacuated, and the school is currently on lockdown. If we get any more information, we'll keep you posted. Always frightening. This country can't handle any more of this, and it's just devastating. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the U.S. has become now the first country in the world to approve a breakthrough Alzheimer's drug. This slows Alzheimer's symptoms by 27%. Leqembi, or lecanemab, has just received approval. In the trials, it showed that over 18 months, it slowed down Alzheimer's. It is one of very few treatments available to slow down Alzheimer's. Done by Biogen and Eisai, the drug has showed the ability to slow down the progression and clear plaque, which is, we believe, responsible for Alzheimer's. And so the drug will possibly be a game changer because we don't have a lot of options. Now, there has been concerns about FDA green lighting drugs, such as Biogen's Aduhelm. Three patients had died in clinical trials, I believe, with this drug. And so even though, sadly, some people can in clinical trials, it doesn't necessarily exempt or disqualify a drug. Many are concerned about the safety. You know, just like with the, you know, COVID vaccine, you know, COVID vaccine might help millions, but, you know, people might not want it to be that one in a million chance where they could have a side effect or a severe side effect. But the FDA Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, Dr. Billy Dunn, said Alzheimer's disease immeasurably incapacitates the lives of those who suffer from it and has devastating effects on their loved ones and can kill. So he says this treatment option is the latest therapy to target and affect the underlying disease process of Alzheimer's instead of only treating the symptoms of the disease. So Biogen partnered with Cambridge and Tokyo-based Eisai. So we'll see what happens, but at least we're making progress. 1-877-DOCDALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial. trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.